how are you? Good, heading home now, just left Michelin.
Sounds like a plan. Get home and do some paperwork, I guess, or have fun, either one.
First.
I understand that. I'd like to take me a nap right now, but got too much going on, trying to do a little work and get ready to leave and all that good stuff, so I'm just sitting here at the desk, decided to turn on the radio for a minute.
Be able to make the repeater or not?
I'm good into it. Now when you say Michelin, is that the one in Anderson or Greenville?
Test track, I'm down here below Lawrence right now.
I know where that's at. Yeah, you're hitting a repeater good.
I'm working from home today. Just decided to do that or what?
Actually, my oldest brother's wife passed away, and her funeral this afternoon, so I just took the day off. We're going to go down early and spend a little time with the family and go to the funeral and then make our way back home.
Hear that about your brother's wife, but
it was time. It was a sort of a extended illness, and it was time. So it's everything's for the best. She's whole and healed, and no more pain and suffering. So that's all we can be thankful for. But it's still hard on everybody, but it's just part of life we all have to deal with. So, but yeah, I'm glad I can get off and go. I wouldn't miss it. I want to be there for my brother and for his kids. So, but other than that, I've been playing a little radio and tinkering around last few weeks, doing a little POTA activation, getting more and more into that. So I was working on my POTA case last night and put some LED lights in it. So always improving a little every week.
You send me some pictures of what you're doing there so I can take a look at it. I'm kind of looking for the same kind of thing, getting like a mobile setup to go do that kind of stuff.
Come here shortly and send them to you. What I've got is one of those Harbor Freight Apex cases, like a Pelican case. And I got my radio and antenna and everything inside it. And I got some 7-inch LED lights and put one on the bottom, one on the top, and made me a runner to run out to my battery pack. So as it gets dark, I can see what I'm doing. But, with the antenna I have, everything fits inside it except for the push-up pole. And the push-up pole is about 4 foot, so it just slips in the back seat, and I'm on my way.
Pretty good setup. Is that what you're using that G90 for?
It works out perfect for that. And, I mean, it really works good. I'm making some good contacts. I'm on 20 watts. I've talked all the way up to Canada, out west, you name it. And, I mean, 20 watts is plenty of power. And sometimes I'll drop down to the 10 watts. And, It's just a good radio for that, and for the price point, it's a good radio to get into it without having to have it's got a built-in tuner and all that, so you don't have to have any extra equipment. So it works out real good for POTA.
Is that radio new, or did you buy it used?
From a friend of mine up in Gainesville, he was wanting to upgrade to an ICOM. 710 or 705 or something like that. It's a 10 watt radio, and so he was wanting to sell this one, so I bought it, and I ended up buying a 100-watt amp for it to hook up here at the house, and I've never used it. I hooked it up, tested it, and I hadn't used it since. So I just talk on my Kenwood, and I don't know why I bought that amp. I thought I needed it, but anyway, I got it, so I've been thinking about putting it on the webpage, our club webpage, and see if somebody else wants to own it.
Next time you're doing one of those code activations, you'll have to let me know.
I'll probably be doing one this weekend at some point in time if it's not weather's too bad. I only live about 10 minutes from the nearest park, so I slip down there and do them when I don't have much time. But, yeah, if I do one, I'll text you and let you know what frequency I'm on.
Maybe we can get hooked up there and help you out a little bit.
Appreciate it. Some days it's slow and some days I can't keep up with it. The pileups are so big, it's hard to make it out. But it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. The just getting out and having this mobile radio kit, it's like I tell everybody, I said, it's just producing communication. And setting up your antenna and setting up the radio and having a battery, that'll last so long. I got one of the lithium iron phosphate batteries, 16 amp hour, I think, or 15. And so far, I hadn't charged it since Thanksgiving, and I've been using it for every activation, and it's still going. So I got a little watt amp meter that plugs in line, and it's still got plenty of juice. So that little G90, it doesn't pull much. So if I had to use it in an emergency, I feel like I could get 2 or 3 days out of it without any problem.
Especially if you went to your emergency protocol for only turning radio on at the top of the hour.
I can't. It would last probably more than a week. More than a week, definitely. Because, I mean, I've done probably 15 to 20 hours on it right now, like I said, since Thanksgiving, and hadn't charged it. And according to the meter, the inline meter, it's still got plenty of juice. And, those batteries, they keep it at a constant voltage until it dies. It keeps the radio running at full power. So it's a good battery. It's one of the Bano, or however you say it, batteries. But I really like it.
Like I said, I'd like to take a little more information on your setup there. Maybe I can do something with mine.
Take some pictures. I need to run right now, but I'll take some pictures and shoot them to you here in just a few minutes, and you'll have them whenever you get home. You can take a look at them, and it's pretty simple. Once you get everything laid out, it's an easy process.
For HKX. Well, Bill, I'm going to hop off here for now so I can pay attention to this driving. I'm going a different way, so I'm going to say 73 KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now and monitoring.
You have a good day, a safe trip home, and we'll talk to you soon. M4WHM, clear.